Hi, my name's Dominic Mulligan. I'm a research engineer within the Systems Research Group at Arm, Cambridge. I'm here today to talk about VeraCruise, a project that we've been working on for quite a while and that we've recently open sourced. Before I begin the talk proper, I'd first like to note that though I'm presenting here today, VeraCruise is the product of a number of people aside from me. These are Derek Miller, Shales Young, Chris Haster, Nick Spinali, and Basmarel Gaburi. Though now developed in the open, VeraCruise began life as an internal research project within the systems group at Arm Research. We had the idea that strong isolation technologies, combined with remote attestation, are potentially more disruptive than they first appear, and when widely deployed, would allow engineers to design new, data-intensive, distributed applications which are capable of exhibiting fine-grained control over the flow of and access to data. Moreover, if strong isolation technologies were widely deployed, then computations could be freely moved around from host to host, without this necessarily sacrificing privacy or integrity of the computation. In short, these technologies can potentially be used to separate the possession of data from control over that data, two ideas that are necessarily conflated today, but which need not be. VeraCruise, therefore, began life as our research vehicle, wherein we explored what these technologies were capable of. Here, we've chosen to use the phrase strong isolation technology as an idiosyncratic term that encompasses both hardware and high-assurance software isolation mechanisms. As we'll see later in the talk, VeraCruise supports a range of different isolation mechanisms to protect computations. Concretely, VeraCruise is a framework, a collection of libraries, runtimes, protocols, and so on, that allows programmers to develop collaborative computations between mutually distrusting parties. VeraCruise aims to support common use cases often associated with advanced cryptographic techniques such as homomorphic encryption and secure multi-party computations. However, in contrast to these techniques, we aim to be efficient enough to execute interesting programs on interesting datasets in reasonable amounts of time. More familiar, in the sense that we aim to allow programmers to develop collaborative computations in standard higher-level programming languages using standard toolsets, without requiring special-purpose DSLs or program representations. General enough to support a large range of collaborative computations of interest, and reusable in the sense that the levels of configuration required to design a new collaborative computation should be kept to a minimum, and whatever configuration is needed should be straightforward and easy to understand for programmers. However, in common with cryptographic techniques, we would also like to provide a strong security or privacy guarantee to our users. Abstractly, every VeraCruise computation is a collaboration between a number of mutually distrusting data providers. Note that the VeraCruise framework places no limit on the number of data providers in a computation. Depending on the particular computation in question, it may be 0, 1, or 1,000. Each data provider has a private dataset or input that they wish to contribute to the computation in question, which in the most general case should be kept secret. The data providers aim to collaborate with a distinguished program provider. This program provider will, as the name suggests, provide a program that will be used to affect the collaborative computation in question. In VeraCruise, we use WebAssembly as our executable format for various reasons that will be discussed later. Note that depending on the computation, the program provider's program need not be declassified, and therefore in the most general case, we also assume that the program provider also wants to keep their program a secret too. Together, the data and program providers are going to use another third party, the host, to provide the computational power needed to affect the computation. The host is assumed to possess a machine capable of spawning some instance of a strong isolation technology, within which the VeraCruise runtime is loaded. Note that this runtime must be explicitly trusted by everybody in the computation, and we therefore assume that it has been audited for vulnerabilities by everybody, aided by the fact that our code is open source. The data and program providers will all provision their secrets into the runtime securely, over a TLS link, after challenging the authenticity of the isolation mechanism and runtime itself using remote attestation. Moreover, the host is assumed to publish a global policy. Every VeraCruise computation is parameterized by one of these, and it can be thought of as capturing the topology of a computation. It details the identities and roles of everybody involved in the computation, and should also be audited before any principal agrees to take part in a computation. Note that in VeraCruise, individuals can take on more than one role. For example, the program used to affect the computation may actually also be provided by one of the data providers as well. Importantly, the global policy file describes who can obtain the result of a computation. This may be the data providers, some subset of them, or some other individual entirely depending on the computation in question. Note that by varying the global policy and varying the WASM program loaded into the runtime, users are able to specialize the Veracruz framework to compute a large range of computations of interest. Finally, once all secrets are provisioned, one of the result receivers can go ahead and request the result of the computation, which is then made available to everybody with the result receiver role. Note that we must maintain tight control of the program that is provisioned into the runtime, both to protect the host machine from malware and also to limit the capabilities of what the program provider can do with the secret data. It would be no good if the program were able to just dump its inputs to standard out on the host machine, for instance, as that would allow the host and program provider to conspire to steal secrets. Our use of WebAssembly and its sandboxed execution model therefore allows us to be precise about exactly what the program can do with its input data. Specifically, in Veracruz, we limit the program's behavior to being a pure function of its inputs, modulo the ability to sample data from a random source. On the previous slide, we talked abstractly about the Veracruz framework. We will now discuss how this framework can be specialized to obtain a privacy-preserving collaborative computation of interest. Specifically, Alice and Bob possess two private datasets stored in some common format, CSV for example, that they wish to combine in order to learn a more accurate machine learning model than either could do separately. However, neither Alice nor Bob wish to disclose their dataset to the other participant. They are going to use Veracruz to do this. First, out of band, the two must agree a machine learning algorithm and a set of configuration parameters for that algorithm. Arbitrarily, we will assume that Alice has been tasked with programming the machine learning algorithm, and once finishes, she discloses her program to Bob for auditing. In addition, the two must also agree on a global policy file which describes the roles of every participant in the computation. In this case, both Alice and Bob will be listed as data providers and result receivers, and Alice will also additionally be listed as the program provider. Once Alice and Bob are happy with her program, Alice uses remote attestation to challenge the authenticity of the runtime and isolation technology installed on the machine of some mutually acceptable host, after which she provisions the program. Bob can then request the hash of the loaded program for the Veracruz runtime to ensure that the program he audited is indeed the program that Alice provisioned. Once happy, and after Bob has also challenged the runtime's authenticity, the two provision the input datasets. One of the two then arbitrarily requests the result of the computation, which causes the program to execute, supervised by the Veracruz runtime. Assuming the result is successfully computed, both Alice and Bob are then able to retrieve the machine learning model produced from their combined datasets. Note that the privacy-preserving machine learning computation outlined on the previous slide is just one potential use case for Veracruz. In fact, the general pattern of multiple data providers wishing to collaborate together to compute a function over the respective inputs with some privacy guarantee appears again and again in many different domains. Moreover, we hope that it is easy to see how, by varying the program provisioned into the runtime and varying the roles expressed in the Veracruz global policy file, one can specialize the Veracruz framework to capture many different collaborative computations of interest. On this slide, we've listed just some of the problems that we think Veracruz can be used to solve. Many of these are known applications of cryptographic techniques such as homomorphic encryption and multiparty computations. For example, the case of private surveys and private search. Others, such as IP protection and the safe delegation of computation off weak devices to untrusted servers, are of considerable commercial interest. However, in the case of provenance tracking for data and verifiable computation, Veracruz need not be used in a privacy-preserving manner necessarily, though this is of course supported as we have seen. Rather, remote attestation and the integrity guarantees that strong isolation technologies grant provide a way of allowing data owners or even third parties to precisely track what transformations were applied to datasets and when in a reliable manner. One interesting aspect of Veracruz is that we are not necessarily tied to just a single isolation mechanism protecting the computation from spying or interference. Rather, Veracruz supports a range of different hardware and software isolation mechanisms, including ARM TrustZone trusted applications, Intel SGX Secure Enclaves, the High Assurance SEL4 Hypervisor, and AWS Nitro Enclaves, with maybe more added in the future. Each of these different isolation mechanisms has a slightly different threat and trust model, as well as performance characteristics, with each of them representing different points on a continuum of paranoia. Note that this support for multiple different isolation technologies makes Veracruz more flexible. Not every computation needs the full protection of a technology like Intel's SGX, for example, owing to existing trust relationships between computation participants that makes this level of protection overkill. However, this support for multiple isolation mechanisms does have some drawbacks. For one, Intel SGX is tied to the x86-64 instruction set architecture, whereas ARM TrustZone is obviously tied to ARM64. Ideally, we would like users to be able to design and compile a computation once without requiring recompilation for every platform that Veracruz supports. In addition to its use in sandboxing Veracruz programs, this is another reason why we have adopted WebAssembly, as it allows us to abstract over the different hardware and software platforms supported by Veracruz. However, there is also another less obvious portability issue associated with supporting multiple isolation technologies, and this is remote attestation. Intel SGX has an associated attestation mechanism and protocol in EPID, AWS Nitro has a different attestation mechanism, and so on. Generally, each different isolation mechanism comes with a different remote attestation process that client code, interacting with the Veracruz runtime, would need to support. As more and more isolation technologies are supported by Veracruz, this introduces bloat into client code and introduces more scope for getting things wrong. In Veracruz, we have addressed this problem by introducing a proxied attestation service. This attestation proxy sits between the client code interacting with Veracruz and the native attestation service associated with the isolation mechanism in question, and presents a uniform attestation interface through the ARM PSA attestation protocol, irrespective of the underlying hardware. Whilst this proxied attestation service also needs to be explicitly trusted by computation participants, it has the advantage of simplifying client code and properly abstracting over the various attestation processes associated with each isolation mechanism. Veracruz is an active research project, and I'd like now to discuss some of our current and future threads of work. One weakness with Veracruz as it stands is its batch-oriented model of computation. Data providers must provision all of their data into the Veracruz runtime in a single block. Whilst this works for small and medium-sized datasets, it falls down when dealing with the very large datasets typical of modern machine learning workloads. We are currently working on extending Veracruz to support a streaming model of computation, wherein data is gradually consumed by the enclave, and which should make it easier to support very large datasets as inputs. We're also currently in the process of changing our programming model in other ways. At the moment, we use a custom ABI which requires linking Veracruz programs against a special library. We are abandoning this approach in favour of adopting a subset of WASI, the WebAssembly Systems Interface, which should simplify developing programs for Veracruz and make it easy to use Veracruz in practice. Longer term, we are really interested in exploring multi-isolate use cases for Veracruz, that is, building distributed systems or frameworks that make essential use of many Veracruz instances working together to solve a problem, for example, grid computing, MapReduce, or similar. Veracruz's support for multiple isolation technologies with different threat and trust models and performance characteristics opens up some interesting lines of work here. In particular, many potential computations that we'd like to protect using Veracruz are various subcomputations that are maybe not as privacy sensitive as other subcomputations and could therefore be scheduled to execute in a Veracruz instance protected with SEL4 rather than SGX or TrustZone, for example. Describing how these computations should be split and assigning them to different Veracruz instances is an interesting problem to think about. Moreover, at present, Veracruz supports computations where the program provisioned into the runtime remains secret to the program provider and cannot be audited by the other participants in the computation before it begins. For certain kinds of computations, for example using Veracruz as an IP protection mechanism, this program confidentiality is very useful. However, data providers in this case may still want some assurance that the data will only be used in certain restricted ways. Veracruz at the moment does not provide any guarantees here, with programs running on Veracruz either completely transparent or completely opaque to all other participants. We can, however, imagine some middle ground where the program provider describes properties that the program will satisfy, captured in the global policy, and the Veracruz runtime then ensures that these properties are always satisfied at runtime, either through dynamic checking or through some form of static analysis, maybe something akin to proof carrying code, for example. Then computation participants receive some guarantee about the program's runtime behavior, even if they never audit the program itself. Finally, Veracruz already supports four different isolation mechanisms, though others naturally exist, and we were always interested in extending Veracruz support for other hardware isolation mechanisms. At this point, I'd like to conclude. We're very excited about how new hardware isolation mechanisms used in concert with remote attestation will influence the design of new data-intensive distributed systems. Veracruz is our research vehicle, allowing us to explore this emerging space. In particular, Veracruz allows users to easily design and deploy collaborative, privacy-preserving computations using a range of new hardware isolation mechanisms in concert with WebAssembly. At the moment, Veracruz supports ARM TrustZone, Intel SGX, the SEL4 High Assurance Hypervisor, and AWS Nitro Enclaves. We believe that Veracruz has many potential applications, only some of which we're beginning to explore. Veracruz has been provisionally adopted as a project by the Confidential Compute Consortium. As a result of this, all of our development is done out in the open on GitHub. If what I presented in this talk is of interest to you today and you'd like to get involved, then you can do this either by getting in touch with me directly or any other member of the Veracruz development team, or get involved via the GitHub repository, where we maintain a list of issues that are good for newcomers to the project to try and tackle. I'd like to thank you all for listening to this talk. I hope you enjoyed it and found it interesting. I'd also like to thank the organisers of the Dev Room in allowing us to come and present to you today. If any of you have any questions, then I'll be around for the live question and answer session. Thank you.